Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. The just will flourish like a palm tree, alleluia, and grow like a cedar of Lebanon, alleluia. Saint Dominic fulfills his name as tireless athlete for his Lord, in preaching and in making known the word of God, the Spirit's sword, preserving heart and conscience pure, from evil he kept far away. Though burning like a flaming torch, with zeal to save those gone astray. He spurned the honors of this world, to all he strove the truth to show. Supported by the grace of Christ, he went unarmed to meet the foe. To words he added prodigies, with earnest tears and constant prayer, while sending his companions out to spread the gospel everywhere. All honor, glory, homage, praise to God Almighty, one in three, who by the prayers of Dominic will give us joy eternally. Dominic enters heaven, where drinking deeply, he savors that for which he had thirsted. I trust in God even when I say, I am sorely afflicted. I believe even when I cry out, everyone is lying. What gift can repay Adonai for such goodness to me? I will raise the cup of freedom as I call on the holy name, and I will fulfill all my vows in the presence of the people. Adonai, you hate to see your faithful ones perish and die. It is I, the servant you love, the one you have freed from bondage, who calls to you now for help. I bring an offering of thanks as I call on your name. I fulfill my vows to you, Adonai, standing before your assembly, in the courts of your house, my God, in the very heart of Jerusalem. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Dominic enters heaven, where drinking deeply, he savors that for which he had thirsted.
A reading from the second letter to Timothy. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his holy power. Proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound teachings, but, following their own desires and insatiable curiosity, will accumulate teachers and will stop listening to the truth and be diverted to myths. But you, Be self-possessed in all circumstances. Put up with hardship. Perform the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Thanks be to God.
Dominic the poor man passes to the regal throne, the captain to the royal power, the victor to the prize, death to life, labor to rest, sorrow gives place to joy. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Dominic the poor man passes to the regal throne, the captain to the royal power, the victor to the prize, death to life, labor to rest, sorrow gives place to joy.
You called Saint Dominic to gather a family to share your word through preaching and teaching. Bless the Dominicans throughout the world on their special feast. Moved with compassion at the plight of the poor, the student Dominic sold his precious books, noting, "How can I study off of these dead skins while people are starving?" Open our hearts to all who suffer and our willingness to sacrifice even what is good for the sake of others. Through the globe of fire, the Seigneur, on that hilltop in Fanzhou, you showed Dominic where to establish the community of women at Pruy to begin the holy preaching through the witness of their lives. Help our way of life draw others to the gospel and our homes to be a place of rest for itinerant preachers. Like a farmer planting grain to yield a great harvest, Dominic sent the friars across Europe to proclaim the good news of God's love for all people and all of creation. May all who participate in the holy preaching see the fruit of their labor in the building of a more just and compassionate world. To be effective in preaching the gospel, Dominic insisted on living the poverty, humility, and joy of the gospel, and spent as much time in prayer as in preaching. May we follow his example and share the fruit of our study and contemplation in action on behalf of others. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the time of trial, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. God of mercy, in your eternal wisdom, you called your servant Dominic to set off on a journey of faith as itinerant pilgrim and preacher of grace. With your word of gentle truth in his heart and on his lips, Dominic invited the first sisters and brothers to join him in a life of contemplative obedience in the service of the holy preaching. As we celebrate his feast, we ask you to breathe the spirit of the risen Christ once again into our hearts and minds. Recreate us so that we might faithfully and joyfully proclaim the gospel of peace through the same Christ, our love. Amen. May God give us eyes to see God, ears to hear God, and hands to bring God's work into the world. May we walk with God and preach the word of God to all. May the angel of peace watch over us and lead us to God's eternal reign. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.